This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Didn't know that Danny G was a Seahawk, a Kaiser alum, and certainly this team is off to a great start, undefeated going into this week's game. Head coach Doug Socha has done an awesome job. You remember last year they hit the ground running, doing a lot of the same outstanding athletes, a lot of new things happening all the time, and Coach is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on a great start.
You got it, Blue. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, Faulkner this week. Certainly, every game is going to be big. You guys pulled. I guess it was an upset last week because that team was ranked.
Yeah, we've had a couple. We've had a really good start to the season. You know, we went our way to Iowa and beat a top 25 team. Came home and had Reinhardt at home and top 10 team right there. And our kids played till the end. We came back and had a 98-yard drive. 2 minutes left in the game, and our guys made plays in the final 30 seconds to win the game. It was a really dramatic, emotional win for these guys. And then last week we went to Cumberland in Tennessee and had another opportunity to play, and our guys did a really good job. And still a lot of work to do. Certainly, pleased with the start, but just never satisfied with where we're at.
This is a 12-month gig for you. I mean, you're working it, your coaching staff, we see them everywhere, during the off season. You work extremely hard during the spring, a lot of things happening, a lot of positive buildings going up. Talk about that, because, I mean, everybody can make promises, they're tough to fulfill sometimes, but you guys have kind of stuck to your guns. Everything that you've said that was going to happen has, and you're attracting some extremely good talent.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it goes right back to our administration and our chancellor and Dr. Kaiser. And, he said he wanted to start football and he wanted to do it the right way. And, you come on our campus now and you see a brand new building. We've been in it for a year with a weight room, a locker room and all that. We've got turf now. We've got new stadium seating. We've got lights, so a lot of the guys in our program that have been here, I joke around with some of our kids that they're spoiled now, but there's some kids that came here on blind faith and trusted what we had to say. And, the Kaiser administration and Kaiser University has, put their money where their mouth is with that and has done a great job in providing these people with an opportunity, our young people an opportunity to thrive and get their education and play college football.
And what a great idea. And we had Coach Reichel from St. Thomas on last week, and we talked about the very thing, and now Florida Memorial going to be coming into the fold next year. I mean, you're talking now five schools within an hour and 10 minutes, of South Florida. I mean, with Ave Maria and yourself and now St. Thomas University, Florida Memorial, you have a really good base as far as South Florida. You know as well as I do, there's tons of talent because every year they go away somewhere. So now you have an opportunity to keep a lot of these kids home, and cut the cost because, when they go out of state, sometimes it's going to cost them more money than a lot of people can afford. Now you're giving them an opportunity being in the Palm Beach area, for the kids all the way up and down, the Treasure Coast, the Space Coast, which is, about an hour and 10 minutes from you guys. Same thing in Miami. They have the South Florida area as well. Talk about that, because I think from a recruiting standpoint, now that you could tell the parents, listen, you get a quality education, you play tremendous football, and you don't have to spend all that much money. I mean, everybody's going to have, a quality education always is valuable, and you're going to have to pay something, but you're not going to have to pay the cost that you're going to do sending somebody to Iowa or Tennessee or, like that. Talk about that, because I think that's important for the parents listening to hear.
No, I think that's huge. And I think that, you look at, you've got Florida Memorial that's going to start next year. You got St. Thomas that is just kicked off this year. They've done a tremendous job to get that thing going. You've got us, and obviously there's others, and Ave Maria. But the one thing I would say is, you know, in terms of the from a standpoint of an education, you know, that's what it's about. You know, I've seen so many guys go away as a high school coach, go away for 1 year, and it just wasn't for them, whether it was the weather, whether it was the atmosphere, whether it was the finances, it was something. I look at our roster, we've got so many guys that went away for 1 year and right. now have come home and are thriving. And St. Thomas is going to create that opportunity for young people.
Yeah.
Florida Memorial. And in the end of the day, in the big picture, it's about the education. It's about giving these guys an opportunity. So, you know, we just try to get them on the front end. We'd love to have all of our guys come in as true freshmen, and I'm sure that St. Thomas and these others are going to do that. But, you know, these opportunities, it's a really great time for South Florida and college football and young people to go get an education, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I agree. Doug Socia, head coach at Kaiser University in West Palm Beach, joining us. And that's another thing. You create an atmosphere. You know, before you guys had football, there was still a campus there, and there were students that go there. Now, every Saturday during the fall, you give them another opportunity. I saw that when I went to the St. Thomas opener. I saw it when I went out to Ave Maria 2 years ago, that you're giving the kids who, you know, maybe you seniors who never really knew there was going to be football when they first came, you know, down to the school, an opportunity to live that same, you know, at a smaller scale that anybody else does in the country, or Wyoming or Wisconsin or whatever. But you're giving them you're creating another memory, so to speak, for these kids to have tailgates, to go to games, to, you know, to live a entire college life. Talk about that, because I think that's important, because a lot of these kids go, you know, you go to school to get the education, but you want to have some type of memories. And a lot of the things that happen socially are those things that create memories, and going to a football game and having a great time and, you know, tailgating before and having something to eat at the game and cheering on your team.
Yeah.
That's a whole different ball game. I mean, you know, that's something a lot of people never knew they were signing up for, but that's a lure maybe to bring the average student now into Kaiser or to any of these schools. I think that's an important thing as well.
Absolutely. There's, you know, obviously, you know, we're in South Florida. Football is really important at the high school level. And there's some major colleges. Now you've got these other smaller colleges, and it's becoming more important than it. A football game on a campus, whether you're the Hurricanes or you're Kaiser University, it's an event for the university. And, you know, I love seeing our student body at our games and getting involved. I love seeing our football kids going to watch the other sports teams and just enhancing that culture and all these memories and these relationships that are being built. But absolutely, game day has been awesome. You know, we've got a big international population. I love seeing those kids out at our games because they don't know much about football, but they're out there and they're cheering on, you know, they're Kaiser Seahawks. And but absolutely, it creates an unbelievable opportunity for young people to have that atmosphere and that experience in college and everything that comes with football.
And from a recruiting standpoint, in relations with high schools, whether it be in the Palm Beach County area or Broward or Dade or up in the Port St. Lucie or whatever, because I know you have a broad recruiting base, that's got to help too. Because, I mean, you have these off-season camps. You have plenty of them now where they're team camps, and you have 7-on-7s, which actually bring everybody, parents, you know, the kids onto campus. So this is something that goes year-round, and the recruiting never stops. Do you find that the recruiting has picked up? The more kids come to your games on Saturday to watch the games that you're potentially could be, you know, Seahawks down the line?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll have anywhere between 50 and 100 at every one of our home games. You know, others will show up. That's part of the deal, too. We want these guys to come out and get to know us because we want to get to know them. We have a profile of what we're looking for. But I think we get parents on campus. We get the student athletes on our campus. They see the atmosphere. They see our facilities. We talk about the academics. We talk about our support. And this is a big decision for these people.
Right.
So it's been great. It's been huge. We've had, you know, we'll probably at our Faulkner game, hopefully have 60, 70 recruits from up and down the coast and all over the state of Florida. And I think it'll just continue to grow as we have more home games later in the year.
Yeah, and your facilities, again, upgraded all the time. We went when you were getting ready to build it, or just, I guess, was just finishing. You're putting on the finishing touches. We need to get up there and get ourselves updated with it as well. But we see you so often during the off season, like I said, whether it's at Calvary on those Friday night things or wherever it may be. But the important thing is to get people on your campus, and you've done that. And that's something that you've learned wherever you've been. I know that it's been important to you got to let these people visually see what they're gonna, you know, what they're buying into. A lot of people don't do that. I mean, they have, you know, they'll invite you on once or twice, but that's been your objective. You want to get you create as many avenues to get kids on your campus, and also have the events like on a weekend where parents can come down, because obviously you're selling the kid, but you're also selling the parent. I think that's important as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had camps. We've had team camps, 7-on-7. We have Seahawks Saturdays throughout January, you know, through May. We have them in the fall as well. And we people just need to come out and see what we're about and see if we're a fit for them. And we'll decide if they're a fit for us. And a lot of times it's been good. And, you know, obviously we've got this new facility. So, you know, we've got this program, you know, the foundation's been built in terms of how we can help these young people be successful academically. And, you know, they've got to give their part, but we've got excellent resources. Everyone at this university wants these young people to succeed. And, you know, if the effort's put forth, they're going to succeed. And then there's the football element, and you can see all of our facilities and everything, and fully functional, trying to make this thing as big time as we can at the level we're at.
Good stuff. Coach, again, congratulations on a great start. Go get them this week. Big game against Faulkner. What time you starting?
4:00.
Four o'clock.
To be able to use the lights.
Good. Okay. I'm excited for you. Undefeated, hosting Faulkner this week. Coach, again, thanks so much. Hopefully we can get up there at the end of this year if we can, and we'll do it.
For sure. Sounds good, Blue. Thank you.
Good stuff. Doug Socia, head coach at Kaiser University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.